Daryl Good, Extension Economist, University of Illinois.
What's the name? I don't recall. What is the name of the report that you put up on the website?
Do you know? It's got a long name, but it's basically what we're calling it, Forming Expectations About 2008 Corn and Soybean Yields.
So let's talk about this just a bit, because we had a really rough start to the planting season. We followed that with a really rough start to the growing season. And there are a lot of expectations that there are fewer acres. I think there's no doubt that there are fewer acres out there, but that the crop was hurt substantially as well. And you and a few other folks put together a weather model. What does it show?
Well, let me talk just a bit about that model, Todd. It's a model that was previously developed and built on the groundbreaking work of Louis Thompson at Iowa State decades ago. It basically is looking at state average yields as a function of several variables. One is trend, which is probably the most significantly important. The other are monthly weather variables, May, June, July, and August, rainfall and temperature. And what everybody has found over time is you can explain a high percentage of the variation in state average yields with that kind of model. What we did was then add to that model a variable that reflected planting progress, motivated by the fact that the 2008 crop was planted late. So we were trying to identify if there is any additional yield impact that can be identified beyond the regular weather variables that measures planting progress. So we added that variable, re-estimated the model, and then based on weather conditions to date, and then under the assumption that we have average weather for July and August, we use those models to forecast state average yields in Illinois, Indiana, and Iowa. And in fact, what they did show is that the late planting, the above normal precipitation in May, those are highly correlated. We plant late because we got a lot of rain, would suggest that yields in Illinois and Indiana could drop by about 3.5 bushels per acre because of that late planting. Iowa, maybe about 6 bushels per acre. Soybeans, more in the neighborhood of a bushel per acre effect of heavy May precipitation and late planting. So fairly modest impacts, and probably a smaller impact than most people would think, given the lateness of planting. We took that one step further, then we said, can we use these state models then to make some stab at forecasting U.S. average yield. And all we did was look at the average yield in these three states, Illinois, Indiana, and Iowa, and the ratio of those yields to the U.S. average yield over the last 10 years, and then just took the average of our projections on those three states and blew those up to a U.S. average yield. And what it says is basically for corn, we're probably still on track we're probably still on track for a trend yield in 2008. And soybeans, actually, the model says we could be a bushel or so above trend yield. Now, that's the point estimate. The thing we've got to realize, and I think a number of people will miss when they read the report, is that there is a fairly large forecast error with this model, that if you estimate that model and then use it to actually forecast yields, say, over the last 10 years, you'll see that yields actually turn out in some years to be well above or well below the point estimate from the model. So we're just saying that taking at face value, using the most likely outcome, we think there's still a chance for trend yields, U.S. on corn and soybeans. But three things really haunt you with these kind of models. One is we don't know acreage yet, so it's hard to predict production. Two, we don't know summer weather yet, the last half of July, August, into September, what will weather conditions actually be? And then three is just the fact that there is forecast error with these kind of models. So you have to take the results with a grain of salt, add that to other information that you have, I think. But I think it's helpful to form some yield expectations.
It forms a yield expectation that is better than what USDA is proposing at this time.
It is. In the case of corn, depending on which of our scenarios you latch onto, if you say let's assume average weather in July and August and no early killing frost this year, the actual projected corn yield would be a couple bushels above what the World Outlook Board was using in their July WASDE report. Soybeans would be a full bushel above what the USDA has forecast. Those don't seem like big differences, but I think the thing to remember is this is a year tight stocks where two or three bushels one way or another on the average yield could make a lot of difference from a price scenario. Saying nothing yet about the uncertainty on acreage is going to have some major impact on our production expectations as well.
And so the difference is from the July WASDE, which I think was an 11.714, to July 1 plus average to average precip and normal weather the rest of the way out is almost 3.
Well, on corn, our midpoint would be close to a 12 billion bushel crop, so about 300 million.
300
above the USDA's
right.
July forecast. On soybeans, we'd be right at 3.1, which was about 100 million above USDA's forecast. Again, those production forecasts are based on the June acreage report that forecast harvested acreage. So we're not making any guesses at this point about what harvested acreage will actually be, just applying our yield forecast to the USDA's acreage number. So production is even more iffy than the yield estimate at this point.
What does it tell you then, as a marketer, about the crop size, about what you should be doing or maybe not be doing as a U.S. farmer?
Well, I think the bottom line is that yield potential, I think, is better than what the market has been expecting up to this point. Recent price action as crop condition reports have improved suggest that maybe the market is beginning to buy into a respectable size crop. So the long-term message is that markets tend to overreact to weather threats like we had in 2008. And in most years, the crop actually can turn out to be a bit better than the worst case scenario in the midst of the weather problem. So, again, those kind of sharp weather-related rallies, I think, continue to be awfully good marketing opportunities.
Anything else that you can garner from this particular model and want to make sure that everybody knows about?
Well, I think our motivation initially in this study was really to look more broadly at what is the impact of planting date on state average yields. When you look at the agronomic research, you start looking at fairly large daily yield penalties for late planting. The problem in applying that to state averages is that you get a whole array of planting dates. Some in any given year, some of the crop is planted timely, some a little bit late, some a lot late. So when you aggregate that, what we really find is that late planting really has a fairly modest impact on state average yields, because in most years it's a fairly small portion of the crop that's planted in that period that really has extreme yield penalties.
Oh, one other note, and I read this paragraph in the release about how quickly we put the crop in the ground. And over time, you would think that maybe we put it in quicker, but apparently while we have bigger machines, we used to have a lot more machines, and we haven't really sped up very much.
Well, that's right. Kind of a sidebar to our study, we looked at planting speed, that is, and we measured that by the USDA's crop progress report, and for each planting season, what was the largest percentage of the crop planted in any given week, and has that changed over time? And what we found is it really has not. That we're not in our peak planting week. We're not planting any more of the crop than we did 40 years ago. I think the bottom line is that while we do have large machinery and capacity to plant rapidly, weather is still the determining factor of how fast we actually do plant. So the bottom line may be that we can plant faster, but in fact, we haven't been.
Thank you very much, Darrell.
Thank you.